The theory of behavioral inhibition could, in fact, easily account for motivational conflict, behavioral arrest, and risk assessment in animals, including crayfish, rats, and people, without requiring the conscious experience of anxiety. Unfortunately, just as the meaning of defensive motivation gets tied up with subjective feelings when the motivational state and its brain system are labeled with the term fear, the meaning of behavioral inhibition becomes entangled with subjective states when it or its brain system is labeled with the term anxiety. Defensive motivation and behavioral inhibition are not the same as the conscious experience of fear and anxiety. That's not to say that the defensive motivation and behavioral inhibition states are unrelated to fear and anxiety, as they do make important contributions, but more is required to feel afraid or anxious. In June 2014, a psychology website's headline read, "Fear Center in Brain Larger Among Anxious Kids." The story that followed described a study that measured the level of anxiety in a large group of children based on a questionnaire answered by their parents. The brains of these children were then imaged and the findings related to the parents' assessments. The results showed that the larger the amygdala of the child, the higher the level of anxiety rated by the parents. Let's consider what this actually means. In this study, the parents did what animal researchers often do. They based a conclusion about anxiety, an inner feeling, on observations of behavior. Their child seemed nervous, edgy, or had trouble concentrating or sleeping. Thus, although the size of the amygdala might well correlate with certain behaviors, whether it was related to feelings of anxiety was not tested. The website's headline was inaccurate in three respects. 1. What was being measured was behavioral activity, not the feeling of anxiety. 2. The kids weren't anxious in the clinical sense, in spite of some being described as anxious in the story. And 3. The amygdala is not the fear center, and certainly not the anxiety center, if by fear or anxiety we mean a conscious feeling. Fear and anxiety are hardly the only emotions that are viewed in these inaccurate and confusing ways.